Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. We just want to welcome everyone back into Blog Talk Radio, Reaching the World for Christ, in memory of Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. It's good to be able to come back on the radio and lift the name of Jesus up. He's the one that died for our sins, and we got to praise him for it. Thank him for what he did for us on the cross. We want everyone to join us this evening for a time of praise and worship and preaching the Word of God. And we want to welcome all of our new listeners from all over the world and in the USA. And we want everyone to invite all your friends and family to listen in tonight to the broadcast. And please share the broadcast out so we can get the gospel out. And our subject for today is neither is there salvation in any other. There is no other salvation, only in Jesus Christ. So, Facebook listeners, thank you for joining in tonight. And Blog Talk listeners, just post your comments or your prayer request in the comments, and we'll get with you and pray with you a little bit later on. And we're going to have Tim to come in and sing us a song right now, so just worship the Lord with him, keep your minds on the Lord, and I believe he's going to do something great tonight. Praise God. Bear with him just a minute, he's having a problem there.
Gotta make it to hell somehow. Don't ever miss me. Cross my way around. He's on me everything that's gonna make all the world come on. World is laying there to put snow and take this from a dirty now. I started out coming for the Lord many years ago. I've had a lot of heartache, met a lot of grief, and woe. But when I went and there I went still where things are for my journey now. Well, when things are for my journey now, gotta make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempts me, Paul turns me around. He knows everything that's on the name of the world, come on. The world is made better, because still when things are for my journey now.
Everything that's on the name of the Lord.
Take time to thank God for the day and let me wake up this morning. You know, we got an awful good God, but there's too many people looking in different places for Him. And
amen.
There's not but one name that's given.
Amen.
That we can be saved by. And people's looking
Amen.
For it, you know, in so many places. The little trash statues of the fat guy, Buddha. You got so many different names and things that they want to worship. They don't want to worship nothing but Jehovah. Well, that's God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? Jesus is the Word of God. In the first verse in the book of John, Big John, it says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And it tells you in the 14th verse of the first chapter that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And that was
Amen.
Jesus Christ. And people need to learn that, to know who they need to call on, to know who it is that can save their soul. Glory to God. Who it is
Amen.
That can save your family. Who it is that can heal the sick. Who it is that give the blind sight. Glory to God. There's not but one that's ever done all that, and it was Jesus Christ. And
Amen.
Now that's what we're preaching on, is he is the only one that can give us what we need.
Amen.
I'm going to pick my Bible up. You tell me if you can't hear me good. But I'm going to start reading in chapter 4 of Acts. And I'm going to start in the 8th verse and read down to 12. And it said, then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole. So he was glad, he wanted to tell them just exactly what happened, didn't he? Because you remember that Peter and John was going to the temple, and he went through the gate, which is called Beautiful, and there lay that impotent man. He was born that way. His feet and ankle bones didn't have no strength in them, and he couldn't walk. He'd been born that way from birth, you know. And they walked by, and he looked his hand out trying to get an alms from him, get a little money to live on. And Peter fastened his eyes on him, and he said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of who? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And it said, immediately his ankle bones remained, got strength in them, and he jumped up leaping, shouting, and praising God. Hallelujah. I want you to know what was about. And he goes on and said, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. Peter didn't take credit for it, did he? He said, that's how it happened. It happened by the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. That's how he's made whole. It wasn't nothing I did. It's just by that name, glory to God, that he was
Amen.
Made whole. And that's what it's about tonight, folks.
Amen.
You can call on anybody you want to, doctor this or doctor that, but there ain't but one healer, and his name is Jesus Christ. There's not
Amen.
One, glory to God, that you was, glory, that could come in your soul and heal you of your sin. Glory to God. And that's Jesus Christ. He died for you. Glory to God. That you might be made whole. That you might have your sin debt wiped out. That's what he came for. Glory to
Amen.
God. But this is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. And it says this in verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
Amen.
You look for any way you want to try to climb up the ladder to get to heaven. But if you don't go through Jesus, you, friend, will not get there. And faith in
Amen.
Him leads to salvation. Glory to God. Faith in Jesus. Faith in the living Son of God. Faith in the one that hung on Calvary's cross. Faith in the one that they buried in a borrowed tomb. Faith in the one that the third day was resurrected from the dead. Glory to God. Faith in the one that walked the earth and raised dead himself, that healed all manner of disease. Faith in the one, glory to God, hallelujah, that today can still save your soul. We have faith in him, and we're happy.
Yeah.
And if you don't have faith in him, friend, you'll walk around this earth and you'll be serving everything on this earth except the one that can truly save you, the one that can give you forever. Everybody, they want to live and live and live and live, never get sick, never grow old. Well, you got to go to heaven for that. And there's not but one way to get there. And that's by that one name, the only name that's given among men, through and by which you must be saved, and that is Jesus Christ, the Lord.
Yes.
And the Bible says you cannot call him Lord but by the Holy Ghost. So there's a spirit got to come to you through faith, because your faith in Jesus will have you to start living the Word of God instead of reading it or having it preached to you. You'll start studying it to make sure that you're right with God and right with Jesus. And glory to God, that when that great day that's soon approaching, when this world comes to an end and we're caught up out of here, you want to make sure you're one of the ones that's caught up with him. It can be
amazing.
I thought about how much, still about to cry. I just got through praying earlier. And I was crying about how much I miss my wife still. Been over a year. And I told God, I said, that wound ain't healed a bit, God. It's still just as sore as it was. How bad I miss her. I said, but I don't want her coming back here. I want to come there.
Amen.
Glory to God. That name of Jesus means a lot to me. That's how she got home. That's how my daddy got home. That's how my uncle got home. All them that went before me that believed in him, all my kinfolk, all the people I've known and loved, and they got home by the name of Jesus. And friend, if you get there, that's the only way you can go to. Glory to God. I'll read over here out of the book of John a minute. And I'll start over here in chapter 14. I'm going to start at verse 1. That let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. And that's Jesus talking, friend. And he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And this is what he told the disciples. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. He's telling them, you already know the way. Huh. And you know what, of course, one of them said right off the bat, and it was Thomas, doubting Thomas. He said, how can we don't know where you're going, Lord. I'm just paraphrasing this verse. We don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? And, you know, I know that had to amaze Jesus, because he went on and told them something. In verse 6 there, he said, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. In other words, if Jesus was the Word of God made flesh, then how can you get there if you don't believe in him? Because he is the Word of God. How can you believe in God without knowing the Word of God, knowing what all happened all through Israel's existence, how he chose them as his people, how he now includes us, how he grafted us into the olive tree of Israel, how all that happened? You won't know it unless you read this book, unless you can get in and feed your soul on the manna of God. This is the manna of God. This is the bread of life, because Jesus said he was, and he is the Word of God. That's what people don't understand. And glory to God, it goes on and said, if ye had known me, you should have known my Father also, and from henceforth you know him and have seen him. Jesus told, you've seen him, boys. Do you not understand yet? And Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices us. And Jesus saith unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip,
amen.
Have seen me, have seen the Father, and how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words
amen.
That I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. And here's what he said about the works he did. He doeth the works. What about that? What about if you had that kind of power, even if you come from God, you've done all these miracles, you'd raised the dead, you'd cleansed the lepers, you'd brought sight to the blind men, the lame men were leaping and walking, oh, glory to God, the dumb was speaking, the deaf was hearing, glory to God, things were just, oh, they were so amazed. Jesus done all this, took a kid's lunch and fed 5,000 men besides women and children, all of them full, take up 12 baskets of fragments off of a kid's lunch. He done all that. And he said,
amen.
Have you not known me? Have you not seen me? Do you not understand that the Father's in me? That's how the works got done. How do you think I was raised from the dead? Because the Bible, I just read it, said that God raised him from the dead. Well, they don't understand
amen.
That. Well, there's not but one God. There's not. Well, there's not but one. But it said the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, these three are one. People can't understand that either, can they? It just amazes them. How can I believe in a virgin birth? Ain't no such a thing as that. I've never even considered that could happen. Friend, it happened. God come down and formed the Holy Ghost, spake into her womb, and Jesus became. She'd never known a man, yet she had a baby. Glory to God. Why was it done that way? Because Jesus was spoken into this world. We was created from the dust of the earth. He knew some of us would fall. Most of us would fall. Most of us would not believe in that most holy name. Most of us would walk upright before God and throw everything down for the joy of getting a hold of him. Glory to God. But today you got to make a decision, friend. Where do you want to spend your eternity? Do you not believe that God sent Jesus? How did Jesus do those miracles if it wasn't for God being in him? How could he have done that? Well, maybe he was a magician. No, he didn't do it with magic. He done it with power. He done it with
amen.
Almighty power. The word of God spoke, and this world became. The word of God spoke, and the stars became. The word of God spoke, and the universe became. Glory to God. He come down. He wouldn't speak man, because he knew the future, and he knew man would fall. So he made him out of the dust of the earth and breathed in his nostrils, and he became a living soul. Read your Bible. Find out the history. Glory to God. Find out how Jesus came here. Find out why he came here. Because God was not pleased with these burnt offerings and sacrifices of animals that they had to do over and over and over because they kept sinning. They kept falling back. They kept doing lukewarm stuff. They didn't stay on fire for God.
Amen.
But Jesus went on. And he said, believe me that I'm in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. For what you've seen done, boys, glory to God. We can stop right there and preach an hour. What if today, Jesus come today, do you know how many people, whatever color he was, would be half of them turn him down because you're not like me. If he was brown or black, they would believe him, and maybe the white people turn away. If he come down he was white, the brown and black may turn away. But I got news for you, friend, today. He's just like me. I don't care what color you are, but I care what's in your heart. He don't look at your skin. Do you not understand that yet? Don't let the government tell you that. He's not one of them that comes down and sees what you look like. If your hair's gone this right or your clothes fit this right, he's coming down to look inside your heart to see what kind of man or woman you are. And friend, he's going to look close. He's going to look in the darkest corners of your life. And he's going to see
amen.
If you've really been born again, if you truly trust in the name of Jesus for your salvation. And he can tell, I can tell a whole lot by looking on the outside of people. I can tell if they're serving God or not a lot of times. If they go in a store or come to church and everything hanging out open for people to see, they probably don't know God. I'm just going to put it like it is tonight. They may not know God. Because if they did, that inside gets cleaned up, friend, that outside will match. You understand? We ain't got to worry about cleaning them. We just need to catch them. Tonight, I'm not worried about who you are, what you've done, what you look like. I ain't interested in it. I'm interested in watching your heart. And I want to tell you one way to get the peace and joy that you seek out of this world is to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, to come to Him and trust Him for salvation, to come to Him and trust Him for your healing. Glory to God. We talked today, me and Sister Betty, about them shutting down all these churches and things during that COVID. Nobody had faith enough in Jesus to keep them safe in church. They got scared and just obeyed whoever said, don't go to church. I went and done funerals of people that had COVID. Half the people there had it, all that, shook hands, all this stuff. You know what? Didn't get sick. And I went and done the last funeral I'd done. Was Tony, Brother Yearwood's son. I got home in about a week. I got sick for about 5 days. I think it was COVID. I can't swear to it. I run fever. I was real sick, felt bad, all that. I went to praying, and I got over it. The next Sunday, then, I had pneumonia because I didn't pray for him to take that out. I told him to take whatever this is out of me. That's who Jesus is, friend. When you get him exactly what you need in your life, he's a supplier. Would you like to read a verse right here that he said? And this is verse 13. He said in John 6th chapter, he said, or 14th chapter, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do.
Amen.
That the Father may be glorified in the Son. He ain't worried about his glory. He's bringing glory to God. Do you hear me? He said, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Friend,
amen.
You might have been the sorriest creature on the face of this earth, a dope seller, selling it to little kids, whatever, and you repent and you turn away from that. Glory to God. Did you know God will forgive you and he will let you start over? Because it says, 2 Corinthians 5:17, them that's baptized into Christ, they're brand new creatures. Old things has passed away. All that junk's gone. You hear me? It's gone. You get to start anew, start fresh with Jesus Christ as your guide, as the captain of your life. Glory to God. You go to serving him, keeping the commandments written in the Bible, and glory to God, you will be a new creature. You'll see things different. You'll be so sorry for your old ways. You'll turn so far from them that you'll be going in a totally different direction. Your life will start again. That's what Jesus does. That's who Jesus is. Glory to God. And I, for one, am glad he's that way. I appreciate everything he's done for this old boy. I'm going to flip over to another place now, if I can get my hands to flip it, and I'm going to start reading over here. And it's, glory to God, this comes from Hebrews chapter 10. I'm going to start at verse 9. Ben said he low. I come to do thy will, O God. This is Jesus. He taketh away the first that he may establish the second. You know, the first was the law of Moses we was under. Now we're under the new covenant, the blood covenant of Jesus Christ. By his blood, you're washed clean forever, friend. As long as you stay under it, ain't a thing old Satan can pin on you. Glory to God. But before this is over, I'm going to tell you who the enemy is you've got to fight tonight. I'm going to tell you who it is that keeps you from living right. I'm going to tell you who it is that keeps you bent on fire for God. Glory to God, because we're going to get to it. And he said, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of who? Jesus Christ, once for all. He done away with all those animal sacrifices. That's just devil worshipers today that does that. That's the only ones, glory to God. False religion, false blasphemies against God. But he died once for all. Everybody. All means every color, every nationality, everywhere in the world, no matter where you're at. Jesus Christ died for you. He died for your sin. He died for your faith in him to wash you clean of your sins. Forever and ever they'll be gone. He said, I'll cast them in the depths of the sea, and they'll never be brought up again. He forgets them, friend. Glory to God. He said that every priest standeth daily, ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. You see me? You can go to the priest, sit in the little booth, confess to him. He can forgive you, but he can't take your sins away. The man might forgive you, but God's the one you got to go to, and you got to go to him through Jesus Christ. Glory to God. The only way you can get forgiven. Said, but this man, talking about Jesus, after he had offered one sacrifice for the sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting that his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Do you know what sanctified means? That's the ones that come to Jesus, give their whole heart to him, and he purely sanctifies them, makes them pure and clean throughout everything they do, everything they think, everything they say, everywhere they go. Glory to God, because he'll clean you up. You have a new tongue. You'll speak with a new tongue. That's one that won't speak like it used to. Glory to God. And I say, oh, glory. And it says, whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after that he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them. After those days, saith the Lord, I'll put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. And their sins and iniquities I remember no more. No more. He don't remember what James Miles did when he was younger. He don't remember the evil I brought about. He don't remember how I hurt mom and dad. He don't remember how I hurt people around me doing the things I did. I cared about me. I was in charge. I was thought I was something else, and I was something else besides what God wanted me to be. But tonight, we don't have to do that anymore. We can be different people. And I'm going to show you now who that great enemy is, the one we're fighting. The one each day we got to toil with, we got to struggle with. Glory to God. And it says this in the book of James, in 1st chapter, verse 12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil. Neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. It's us. So then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. You see that enemy that I fight every day? I fight one that I can get up in the morning and go to brushing my hair and doing things like I should, you know, cleaning up. And I can look in that mirror and smile, and the one that smiles back at me is the greatest enemy in my life. That's the one I got to fight. I have to crucify that flesh every day. I want to walk as Jesus walked. He didn't walk to please Jesus. He walked to please the Father. I want to please the Father that it'll please Jesus. Glory to God. If you please Jesus Christ, you please the Father. You understand? Because he said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Glory to God. And we got to get back, people, to where we can get up, and the things that bother you, you've got to get them out of your life. The things you're weak in, you got to ask God to give you strength in those places. It's coming a time when no longer will we be able to blame Satan for the things that we're doing, because Satan don't do it. He can't make you do nothing that you're not willing to do. Glory to God. Because if you're standing for Jesus, you'll say, get the hint, Satan. I'm not listening to you. I'm following the Lord. I'm going on just like he did. I'm going to walk the path that he chooses for me. I don't have to fall for nothing in this world because I'm standing for Jesus Christ. It's me that I have to worry about. It's me that I can blame for the sin I did. It's me that I can blame if I fall away or I get slowful or my wood gets wet, as Brother Yearwood said, or my fire starts going out. Hallelujah. You see, it's me I got to deal with day to day. It's me that had to come to the understanding that I needed the help of the Lord. It's me that had to come to a place to know I needed forgiveness. I needed salvation. I needed a new start in life. I'd learned everything. I thought I was completely under it all and couldn't get out. But I called on one that reached a nail-scarred hand, oh, glory, down to me and lifted me up. And glory to God, I'm telling you right now, there was a new man come up in the place of that old sinner. Glory to God. Now there's one that can tell that stuff, get out of my way. I got somewhere to go. Get out of my way. I've got somewhere to go. You understand me. I'm headed home. I ain't stopping along the way. Glory to God. Unless it's to help somebody else to get up out from under that burden of sin and to walk with me. Glory to God. But we going that narrow path. If it gets rocky, step over the rocks. If it gets where it's uphill, then grunt and go on. Glory to God. Because when you get on the top of the hill, there'll be a beautiful valley ahead of you. Glory to God. We just got to endure the temptation. This world's going to throw stuff at us every day that you might want in the depths of your heart. But you got to let that go because you got something better. You got the Savior in your heart. He comes in to stay, friends. He don't come in to be a part-time guest. It ain't something that you can get and then pull it to you and let go and come back and get it later. This one goes with you.
Amen.
And I'm going to read a little bit of that. I'm going to read a little bit of that right here. Glory to God. And it's going to be one that I beat this to death, I guess, on here. But if it don't fit every sermon, there's something wrong with the sermon.
Amen.
And it comes out of Romans chapter 8. And it says this, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Do you understand what he's saying? If
Amen.
You're not man enough or woman enough in God, hallelujah, to crucify your flesh and to not follow after the lust of the flesh, but to follow after God, if you're not man enough to do that or woman enough, then praise God, you cannot please God with your life because you're serving you. You're not serving God. And I can't serve me because I ain't nothing, no way. I can't forgive my sins. I can't bring me into heaven. I can't bring me to a place, glory to God, hallelujah, where there ain't no hospitals. There ain't no nursing home. There ain't no graveyards. There ain't no funeral homes. There ain't nothing that ever make me sad. There ain't nothing that makes me sick. There ain't nothing that can ever make me cry. But we'll all be joy and peace. Because we will be with the Lord Jesus Christ forever. Glory to God. If that ain't enough to make you lay this stupid stuff down here down and keep your eyes toward home, friend, you don't know Jesus. I'm telling you today you're lost and you're undone. And you're claiming something that you don't have if you can't kill this flesh out of your way and go on and serve God. Hallelujah. Because you can't serve God in the flesh. You have to serve him in the spirit. Glory to God. He told the woman at the well, them that serve God must serve him in the spirit and in truth. Not in the flesh, folks. In the spirit. You say, well, I've never received the spirit of God. Then you haven't cleaned your life up. You have not crucified that flesh. When you do, there's something fixing to happen greater than anything that's ever happened in your life. The sweet Holy Ghost will come and come inside you, and he'll be a teacher. He'll teach you all things. He'll be a guide. He'll guide you through this life. He'll give you strength and power to tell Satan, get thee away from me. Knowing your doors and windows. You can't come in this house. I apply the blood of Jesus. And glory to God. Well, this has been applied by the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. And he can't come in here either. Hallelujah. Because I was given power over it. Hallelujah, God. Here's what it goes on and said. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. Here's that big word I talked about. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. If the Spirit of God dwell in you. You're supposed to live in the Spirit. And it said,
Amen.
Now, if any man if any man or woman that claims to be serving God, claim to be a preacher, a teacher, whatever you claim to be, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Do not deceive yourselves in this last day. Without the Spirit of God, you don't belong to Jesus. You do
Amen.
Not, you've got to have the Holy Ghost to serve God. You must worship God in the Spirit and in the truth. How are you going to do it if the Spirit's not there? How are you going to pray and get down and know you're getting something from God without His Spirit dwelling inside you? Oh, glory to God. Hey, Lord Jesus, I've seen preachers. They'll tell you, I've been seeking the Holy Ghost for 6 years and him pastoring the church. Glory to God. Then get down and let somebody up there that's in the Spirit of God where they can preach right, where they can preach truth and preach it in the Spirit. Let the people know that, glory to God, ain't somebody in here that believes in Jesus enough to seek his Spirit, enough to clean his life up, enough to receive it. Don't give me this. I've been trying. I don't do nothing wrong. Glory to God. Ain't something wrong if the Spirit of God don't come to dwell inside. And you can get mad at me all day, but you read your Bible. And if I've lied to you, you bring it out, and I will come wherever you're at, and I'll apologize to you and ask you to forgive me. But you're not going to find nothing wrong with what I'm saying today, because I plainly said what the Scripture said. If you don't have the Spirit of Christ, you are none of His. You do not belong to God. You have fooled yourself. You deceived yourself. You got down in the altar and felt them good chill bumps. You felt the power of God. It was coming on you. You asked for forgiveness. He gave it to you. But He plans on you doing something too. He plans on you cleaning that life up. He plans on you letting go of your lust for this world. And you have such a lust for God that everything else don't matter as long as you get closer to God, as long as you can help somebody else, as long as you can study the Word, as long as you can walk in faith and go toward home. Glory to God. That's all that'll matter to you, because you're walking in the Spirit of God and the Spirit of Christ. Friends, we've got back. Oh, glory to God. The church is backed off.
Yeah, yes, they have.
That's what we do. But when we come to God, He's got a way of increasing us and making us strong and giving us power and giving us might. Glory to God. We went up to Illinois and had revival up there, and I knew stuff that was going to go on way before I got there. And ain't nothing big about me. I'm not a magician. I'm not a mind reader. I'm not nothing like that. But the power of God said it was coming, and I called him, told him it was coming. Praise God, because that's what he does, and that's who he is. And that's how you got to walk in. If you don't walk in the Spirit, you're walking in the flesh. And it plainly says, in the flesh, you cannot please God.
Amen.
If you go over and read the book of John, you're going to find out where he talked to the woman at the well. He said, them that worship the Father must. That's a commandment from God, is it not? When he says you must do something, that's a commandment, folks. If you go in the army and they say you must start off with this foot every time you march, and they catch you starting with the others, they liable to have you run around the whole place 3 or 4 times to learn you a lesson about which foot to start with. So God said you must worship him in the Spirit and in the truth. That's how you come to Jesus. Glory to God. The Spirit of God comes out and puts conviction in your life and starts telling you how you need forgiveness, to come to Jesus, to trust him for your salvation. Glory to God. And the people start yielding in that drawing power of God, because it also says, hallelujah, God, oh glory. I thought about that verse. I may have to read a little bit more. This right here, I think, is a good one. Where they murmured against him, this, that, and the other. And Jesus told them in John chapter 6, verse 43, Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, murmur not among yourselves. And this is what he said. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. And I'll raise him up at the last day. Now, you think about that. You can't come to God when you want to. You can put it off as long as you want. But there'll be a day when God stops that drawing on you. He'll quit reaching in there and tugging at your heartstrings. He'll quit that letting you know and convicting you about things you do. Because if you just keep doing them over and over and over and hollering, Lord, forgive me, Lord, forgive me, there comes a time when he says, nope, not no more. I tried and I've tried. I've drawed you and I've pulled you. The preachers have preached directly to you in church. You've heard the sermon. It touched your heart. It made you cry. And yet you held on to the bench and wouldn't go up and give your heart to Jesus. Don't act
Amen.
Like that. I've been there myself. I've been in that place myself. I know what it's like, friend. I'm not preaching something that's not real and not true. I was in that place. I was the hard-headed man that thought I was doing just as good as they did. And if they make it, I'll make it. Let me tell you something. You can't make it without Jesus Christ. You can't get home without Jesus. And you may not make it through this night without Jesus. And if you leave this world without him, where do you think you're going to end up? I guarantee you this. It won't be heaven. I guarantee you this, church people, wherever, whatever denomination, whatever you believe, I'll guarantee you this. Without the Spirit of God inside you, you can't worship God. You cannot please God, because without it, you're in the flesh, and in the flesh, it's impossible to please him. Glory to God. You see, we got to come out of ourselves and walk into him.
Amen.
How do we do that? How do we do that? Because you invite him on the inside. He said, me and my Father will make our abode with you. If any man hear me, he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. He beats on your heart's door that's got dents in it. And he said, if you'll open that door, though, I'll come inside. I'll sup with you. In other words, I'll feed you. And you with me. Glory to God. Think about that. He comes inside me. A wretch. A sinner. A rank sinner, a lowlife, scummy something that his mom and dad was ashamed of even. I done things, I will not tell nobody the things I done. Because God knows them, but he took them and threw them away. And I ain't bringing them up if he don't bring them up. You shouldn't even, and you shouldn't let no man come against you for things you did when you was not saved. After you're saved, that's all you got to answer for, to man and nobody else. It's just to God.
Amen.
That's the only thing you got to walk on, is when you get saved, knowing who brought you, knowing who pulled you to Jesus. And Jesus said, you can't come to God unless you come to me. Glory to God. He's
Amen.
The Word of God, friend. You got somebody right here. It's in a book. And you say, how could that be somebody? It's the Word of God. It's living. It's here. It's us that get to read it every day. Yeah. It's us that get to study it. That's why you see all these yellow places and orange places and blue places marked in my Bible. I highlight them where my mind and my soul don't forget what God said. I want to know that he's my God. He's my Savior. He's my hope. He's alive and living in me. And glory to God, I want people to see him.
Amen.
My jaws are drooping. My eyes are squinted up. I need a facelift and put it back on top of my head where it goes. But I tell you this, inside is brand new. Inside looks like a mansion. Inside's cleaned up. And I ain't got to worry about it because there's one living in there that keeps the house clean. But some people's evicting God right now. Some people's putting him back out. Because I've served God 30 years, and I've still got things going wrong. I said, boy, whoop-dee-doo, I do too. But I
Amen.
Trust God to get me through them. I trust God to get me through them. You hear me? I trust God
Amen.
To get me through them by Jesus Christ my Lord, by his salvation, by the blood of the Lamb, and the word of my testimony. It said, I'm an overcomer. I can achieve whatever he sends me to do. Glory to God. He'll give me the power to do what he sends me out to do, friend. And he will you too. We have a loving God.
Yes,
but there's
not
but one way to him, and that's through the name of Jesus Christ. That's by calling on the Lord with a true, broken, repentant heart. That's the first time he'll hear you, is when you come to him repenting. People don't have to pick up on that. But he will sit there and listen to no sinner that's out doing whatever they want, following the call and the needs of the flesh, and saying, God help me, God help me. You might as well be dialing 911. You're not going to get no help until the call
Amen.
Is in the right place. When you fall
Amen.
Down on your knees and humble yourself before God, submit yourselves therefore to God, the Bible says. And it says, and the devil, when you resist him, he'll flee from you. He'll run off. But the first thing it says, submit yourselves to God. You
Amen.
Can't do it by any other name. There's no other name. I don't care who you know, what you've heard, who preached what. There's no other name but Jesus Christ. He's a big-time preacher, and he says, there's many ways to God. Well, how come Jesus said, I'm the way?
Amen.
He said,
come on.
He did, it's not reading the. It says the. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And no man
Amen.
Come to the Father except by me. How glory. That's the reason it's straight and narrow, friend. You can't bypass Jesus and get to heaven.
Amen.
You can't just worship Jehovah God and not come through Jesus, because he said, I'm the only way you can get there.
Amen.
You're throwing away if you want to, but you're throwing away forever when you do. And I want to tell everybody out there, I love y'all. You're prayed for every day. Everyone that sees it on Facebook, everyone that hears us on Blog Talk Radio, you are prayed for. I'm praying for your needs. I'm praying for your health. And I'm praying for your soul. Because we're out for souls. That's what this man right here, I'm not worried about nothing but your soul. I want to know that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're headed to heaven. That Jesus Christ is your Lord, your Savior, and your King. And him only will you serve. Because if you do, friend, I guarantee you, we'll be in heaven together. I'll get
Amen.
To see. Our language won't be different. You understand what I'm saying? Our skin color, I don't care if you're polka dotted. I can walk up and
Amen.
Just love you to death. If you got stripes on you, it don't matter. When we get up
Amen.
There, we're all going to be the same. We'll be children of God.
Forever. Amen.
In a land where we don't grow old, where no heat and no cold allowed on us, where it's forever day. Glory to God. Think about that. We'll have so much energy. If we get to shouting in the Spirit, we can shout for a million years and then stop and catch our breath for a minute and shout some more.
Praise the Lord.
That's what I'm looking forward to. Friends, tonight, don't be fooled by nobody. Don't let them do. He said, don't be deceived by any means. Don't let them fool you into thinking that there's some other way to heaven.
Amen.
Don't let them fool you into thinking you can throw Jesus away and just have God. That ain't what it said. It said you can't even come to Jesus unless the Father draws you to him. Jesus,
Amen.
You can't get to the Father but through him. So tonight, he's the only door there is for you to be saved.
Yes, yes.
Won't you receive tonight? Don't put this off no longer, my gosh. You know, if you're sitting there and knocking on a door long enough, you can see them moving in the house. You're knocking on the door, knocking on the door, knocking on the door. Your knuckles get sore after a while, and you'll quit and leave.
Yeah.
God's saying, wait. He may have knocked on your heart's door for 10 years. Friend, if he knocks again, you better open that door. He may
Amen.
Not come no more.
Maybe.
I love all of you, and I'm crying out a warning. Things are going to get rough. Things are going to get hard. Times is going to get difficult. But we can make it with Jesus.
Yes,
but
we
are
can.
You really, are you really of the mindset that you can make it without him? I told somebody the other day, if I'm wrong in what I believe, it don't hurt nobody. It don't hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're wrong and you don't have Jesus and you go to stand before the judgment seat, look what you're going to miss out on. Remember that as you go to sleep tonight and make Jesus your choice. Let him
Amen.
Be the door of your salvation. Because there is no other door. There is no other way. And
Amen.
I'll tell you right now, James Miles, this old ugly man, I love you all. If you see a smile on my face when you see me in town, it's because I'm thinking of God and thinking what it'd be like if everybody in that store, we just all broke loose to shouting and singing and praising God. What a great time we'd have shopping. That's usually what I got on my mind, on my heart. Sometimes I go through Walmart singing. They look at me funny because I can't sing good, but I sing anyway. You know, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Y'all ever heard that song?
Praise
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus, Satan has to flee.
Yes.
And who can tell what God can do? And who can tell of his love for you?
Yes.
That's the song of my heart. And it's my song tonight for you. I want you to know God loves you. He sent me to tell you. I'm telling you from my heart, God loves you. I do too.
Yes.
But I want to see you saved more than anything in this world. You may be in a hospital bed. You may be crippled. You may be blind. It don't matter. There's a healing coming when we get there, friend. Whatever's wrong will be made right. If you can make it into that gate, I guarantee your suffering's over.
Amen.
God bless you. Till I get to come again on here, I love all of you. I'm going to turn it back to you, Sister Betty.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate that. It was a really good message. And we're going to get these people on here, and we're going to have Kim come around and sing the song, and then we'll have these two obey God. 706-313, come on in and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Yeah, this is Brother Billy Keeler calling from Thornhill Full Gospel. How y'all doing?
Doing great. I'm blessed.
Amen.
Let me get this other one on here, and I'll let you obey the Lord after Tim sings this song. 706-264, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
Hi, Sister Betty. This is Brother Willie from the Barn Apple Gospel Church.
Praise the Lord.
We're blessed, man. Praise the Lord.
Okay, brother, I'm going to have Tim to come around and sing one song, and then we'll have Billy and then you to come on and minister.
That's fine. Go ahead, sister. Oh, we got him.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
Out of all the silence, in prison for preaching, lift a voice and sing a song at midnight. I wonder how Stephen with dignity and grace will look into the face of death, giving God praise. They have a passion for the gospel, great passion for the law, a strong determination. Follow Jesus, no matter what the cost, with a man of mind and a firm conviction, and faith in things they cannot see. And if love for God has a call from the gift of love he sent me. I'm always going in to the saints of the earth church. Those he wrote there for the life of love for me. Don't say that keeps on to tear my faith apart. I'm thankful for the passion that's burning in my heart. And I got a passion for the gospel. Great passion for the ball. A strong determination to follow Jesus, no matter what the cost, not for the thing of mind, and for the vision, and faith in the things I cannot see, and the word for God and the soul, there are the gift of life you and me.
Go ahead and obey the Lord.
All right. I want to start out by saying I love the Lord and thank Him for everything He's done, and most of all for what He's going to do. And He's not through working yet, and I'm glad of that.
Amen.
Praise God, because there's still people that needs a miracle. Praise God, and He's a miracle worker, and I believe every word that's wrote in the Bible here. Praise God, and you know. It was written spiritually and understood spiritually, and when we don't understand it, well, there's no excuse, because He said, you have not wisdom because you not ask for wisdom. And that's what you got to do. You got to pray to God and get that wisdom, and to wait upon Him to give it to you. We in Acts 4, I'll read number 12 here, start verse 12. It says, There is salvation in any other, for this none other name under heaven among men, whereby you should be saved. Now when they saw they boldness and John, they perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men. They marveled and took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. You know, stop. You know, when you go out into this world and you talk to your friends that you used to have, and when the Lord saved you, you're going to change your language. He changes it for you, and you don't have to give up none of that other talk and stuff, but they're going to take knowledge. And that's what it was when I got right, praise God. My first day at work, I went to work the next day, and the lady I worked with on the machine, she'd been praying for me. She was Church of God, and I smashed my finger again, and she was stopped her ears up. When I smashed my finger, I'd let everybody know about it. And I said, oh, man, that hurt. And she jumped up and said, you've been somewhere. You know, they take notice of it, praise God. They can tell when you've been with Jesus, praise God. They can tell that you're following Jesus. And when you speak the word, it's of Jesus, because it's not of the world no more, praise God. And when they'll take notice, and you know, but I'm going to turn over here to John 10:1, it said, verily I say unto you, he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but cometh up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. The shepherd hears his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. You know, there's not any other name under heaven that man can be saved. And that same name now, praise God, Jesus Christ, you cannot get in through the door but by Him, praise God. You can say all day long, oh, how I love Jesus, you know, and people just say, you know, they put them in a pedestal like you and put them sort of on trial, you know, and a big congregation there. But Peter had the boldness of the Holy Ghost with him, and he just stood up and told it. And he had boldness. He didn't care how many there was going to want to sacrifice them and hang them on the tree like Jesus, or crucify them some other way. They didn't care, because the Holy Ghost was up on them, praise God, and they were speaking to the people the truth. And that's why they didn't do nothing to him, praise God, because the truth will set you free, praise God. And they're trying to tell them that, you know, you cannot get to heaven by any other name. you can't be saved. So what does that leave some of the people that don't believe in Jesus Christ? Are they going to make it, praise God? That's not for me to say, but, you know, I know what the Scripture's telling me here, and at least a whole lot more of them to that. But if you truly in your heart get right with God, you will be converted and you will claim that Jesus Christ is your Savior. You know, Revelation 3:20 says, Jesus says, behold, I stand at the heart's door and knock. I mean, he's knocking sometimes, but if you let that pass that up and you think that you can get right, it's anytime you want to, but, you know, why take the chance when you've already got the time to do it in your own hands? And he put life and death, you know, in our own hands, that we could live or we could serve him or we could serve the world. You know, he said, choose you this day who you're going to serve. But if you want to see the pearly gates, praise God, of heaven, you know, praise God, you're going to have to go through Jesus Christ, because he said, I am the door. I am the door, and anybody comes out any other way is a thief and a robber. And we know that there ain't going to be no thieves and robbers in heaven, praise God. And he said, there's no other name that can be saved. So if you're not saved tonight and you won't know how can you get that burden off of your shoulders? And how can you, you can't sleep at night because worrying about your bills and worrying about your workplace, and you bring your work home and you take your troubles from home to work, praise God. I know I've done that, and I was miserable, praise God. But when the Lord Jesus Christ knocked at my heart door, praise God, and he come on in, praise God, I got up. I slept like a baby, and I even went to work late the next morning because I didn't care how many times they wrote me up. Used to, I'd argue with them, fight with them about it, but I didn't care no more about all that junk, because Jesus Christ had took that burden off my shoulders. And then I got to where I left home at home, and I left work at work, and I tried to leave it better at work, and my, you know, it's giving them the word of Jesus Christ to them. Some of them really need it. But, you know, that's what we got to do. If we love Jesus Christ, we're going to talk like him. We're going to walk like him. And we're going to tell other people, say, look, there is a way into heaven. There is a way. But you've got to have it. You've got to accept that name of Jesus Christ. And when he knocks on that heart door, don't pass him up. Don't let him get away. Don't turn the doorknob and lock the door. Let him on in, praise God. And I guarantee you that you'll see life a whole lot different, and all your burdens be lifted, no matter what it is. There ain't nothing too hard for him, praise God. And he will take your burdens away. And don't take my word for it. Just get the Bible down and read it. And go slow. If you don't understand it at first, you will get to where you can understand it, because God will, as you go, he'll give you knowledge and wisdom. And but we got to hold on to that unchanging hand, you know, Sister Betty. And that's about all I got right now, and I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, thanks for coming on and helping us there. Good word. 706, come on in and minister.
Well, praise the Lord. We love God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Love the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know what we got to do. Praise the Lord. If we didn't love God as the word of God, we won't be able to do anything for him. But, you know, God is good. You know, God is so good to us, and always has been good to me, you know, and I just been serving God for 30 some years. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I still, I'm not where I say I haven't come to the point where I say I don't want no more of God. I continue to say, Lord, give me more. How I need more of you every day. You know, you say God working on me. Amen. Praise the Lord. And but we want to praise the Lord. We come out the book of Acts, chapter 4. Amen. But I want to begin in verse 5. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to lay a little foundation right there. Amen. Praise the Lord. And because, you know, this right here, you know, when Peter began to preach the message right there, he was preaching, I mean, praise the Lord, to all the elders and the scribes and Ananias and all the priests and Cephas and, I mean, praise the Lord, and all the people, I mean, praise the Lord, and, you know, because a lot of people was thinking, you know, there was a different way to go to heaven, but, you know, I used to be a religious person, but I used to try to go and go to heaven a different way, but thank God that God showed me the right way. He showed me, may praise the Lord, there's only one way. Jesus Christ is the way, amen, praise the Lord. There's no other way, amen, praise the Lord, the man my enter into the kingdom of God, amen, praise the Lord. In the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 5, we pray. We read in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And say, and it comes to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes and Annas, the high priest, and Cephas, and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest, and were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had said to them in the midst, they asked, by what power, or by what name, have ye done this? And Peter appeared with the Holy Ghost, saying unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if this day be examined of the good deeds done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him do this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught by you builders, which has become the head of the corner. In verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. And, you know, and amen, praise the Lord. So Peter began to preach unto them, tell them, because they come against Peter, against the disciples, because they heal a man. There was a cripple. Amen. Praise the Lord. And they got, so all the council, if everyone comes, like I said, right there, verse 5 and 4, and they come before Peter, amen, praise the Lord, and John, and began to ask them, in what name, how do you heal this man, amen, praise the Lord. And so, you know, that was the opportunity, amen, praise the Lord, the kind of opportunity for Peter and John, amen, praise the Lord, to begin to tell them, amen, praise the Lord, by Jesus. And they went so far, they said, the man you crucified, amen, praise the Lord, he had power, amen, praise the Lord. And you know, the same body in this world, man, so many people, they're trying to find different way. They're trying to look for different way. And a lot of preachers are preaching this. There's more than one way, but I got news for you. There's only one way, praise the Lord, to go into the kingdom of God. Amen, praise the Lord. Every people, they say, every prophet, amen, praise the Lord, they die, praise the Lord, but they were resurrected. Jesus Christ died, and he was resurrected, amen, praise the Lord. And he sat on the right hand of the Father, praise the Lord, in the center for us. And he is well, amen, praise the Lord, and he is alive, amen, praise the Lord. And so therefore, amen, praise the Lord, there's no other man that the man could be saved for the name of Jesus Christ, amen, praise the Lord, because he gave his life for us. He come, amen, praise the Lord, he come and live in the flesh, amen, praise the Lord, and he suffered for us. A lot of people say, well, we can overcome sin, we can overcome this world. Amen, praise the Lord. A lot of people say Jesus overcame it because he was the Son of God. But let me tell you something. If Jesus Christ lives in us, amen, praise the Lord, we're able to overcome these things. We can overcome sin, amen, praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord, because without Jesus, we are nothing, amen, praise the Lord. We don't have no power. We don't have no authority. Amen, praise the Lord. Like Jesus told the disciples, amen, praise the Lord, in John chapter 1, and I think it's 11, 13, and amen, praise the Lord, he said, he came unto his own, and his own received, you know, but the ones that receive him, he gave them power to be the sons of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So therefore, when we accept Jesus Christ as a personal Savior, he gave us power. Amen. Praise the Lord. You can believe anything that you want to. You can believe in Buddha. You can believe in Muhammad. You can believe in Mary. You can believe in Peter, anybody else. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because there's nobody. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's nobody that's been resurrected. Praise the Lord. There's nobody. Amen. Praise the Lord. They moved the stone away like Jesus Christ did. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's nobody. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They died for us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Like Jesus Christ did. Amen. Praise the Lord. So there's only one way. He is the way. He is the Son of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And if he lives in us, we got the resurrection power. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's nothing too big, nothing that's too difficult for us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because he is God. He's the one that created the heaven and the earth. He's the one that makes the stars. He's the one that makes the sun to shine. He's the one that causes the rain. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's the one that causes, amen, praise the Lord, the green leaves. Be green and win time, amen, to die, amen, praise the Lord. He's the one, amen, praise the Lord, that can move anything. There's nothing. With a hand, nothing will be made. But he made everything, you know. It's a privilege to know the God that created the heavens and earth. That's a privilege. Thank God for the knowledge, like Brother Vinny was talking about. You know, anybody like knowledge, that's of God that he will give it to you. One time I didn't have the knowledge that Jesus Christ was my Savior. I didn't have the knowledge. And then, praise the Lord, that not near him will go to heaven. I thought I can go to heaven and pray to Mary. I thought I can go to heaven and pray to Peter, to any other auto. And then, praise the Lord, but I thank God that he showed me, you know. He showed me, man, praise the Lord, that he is the way. Yeah, man, praise the Lord. I tried to quit drinking. I tried to quit smoking. I tried to quit everything else. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I pray to Mary. I pray to Peter. I pray to every out of the Catholic Church will tell me to pray to. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I was in the same shape. I was getting worse every time. Amen. Praise the Lord. But thank be to God. When I come and I say Jesus Christ is my personal Savior, he did not just save me. He delivered me. Amen. He delivered me for all these other things. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. So that is why I can stand here and tell you. A lot of people say, all you do is talk about God because he gave me life. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't live for myself no more. I live for him. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm not trying to please myself. I'm trying to please him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because he brought me out of the hell. Amen. Praise the Lord. I used to dream, have dreams that I was in hell. Amen. Praise the Lord. But thank God when I got saved, amen. Praise the Lord. My dream changed. I don't dream about hell no more, but I dream going to heaven. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's what God wants. We got to realize that Jesus Christ is real. He is real. Amen. Praise the Lord. He is real. And we got to make him real in our soul. We got to make him real in our heart. We got to make him to be real in our life every day. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We got to pray like Moses said, Lord. Lord, if you don't go with me, I will not go. Amen. We got it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Understand. Amen. Praise the Lord. That he is our leader. He is our God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He is our deliverer. Amen. Praise the Lord. We cannot walk one more step without him. Amen. Praise the Lord. We cannot walk without him because he is, amen, praise the Lord, everything that we need. Amen. Praise the Lord. He wants his people, amen, praise the Lord, to realize. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we go right here. We go to St. John chapter 14. Amen, praise the Lord. In St. John chapter 14, amen, praise the Lord, right here, Jesus said, telling us who he is. Amen, praise the Lord, like we're talking about, amen, praise the Lord. There's no other name that's given to man that might be saved by the name of Jesus. Amen, praise the Lord. In John chapter 14, we're going to start with verse 5. And Thomas said unto him, Lord, we don't know whether that goes. And how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but me. Amen, praise the Lord. So that right there, that's, amen, praise the Lord, is enough. Amen, praise the Lord. If we are in Jesus Christ, amen, praise the Lord. If we are in Jesus Christ, amen, praise the Lord, we are in the way of heaven. Amen. You know, a lot of Christians have been serving God for years. I said, well, maybe I go to heaven. I hope, amen. You know, we got to know that we know that we know. Amen, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We got to know, amen, praise the Lord. That's the way that we can know. And I praise God when our sins is under the blood, when our sins is being washed, when we've been saved, and I praise God, we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, and I praise the Lord, and we keep His commandments and do everything that He tells us to do, and I praise the Lord, there is nothing, you know, the Paul said in the book of Romans chapter 8:32, he said, who shall separate us from the love of God? He said, nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God. So therefore, we can have the insurance. We can know that we know, amen, praise the Lord, where we're going. We can know, amen, praise the Lord, if we die tonight, if we have heart attack right now, and where we going to spend eternity. Amen, praise the Lord, it's nothing made. It's something that you know. Amen, praise the Lord. I just thank God that God made the way. Amen, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, when Jesus Christ walked on this earth, he said, if I die for you, maybe you can go to heaven. No, he didn't say that. He told his disciples, he said, I will be crucified, and I will be I will be resurrected. Amen, praise the Lord. He didn't say maybe or I hope not, but he knows that he knew. Amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, amen, praise the Lord, we gotta have the insurance that we know. We got to have the hope, amen, praise the Lord, because, amen, praise the Lord, he is the way, amen, praise the Lord. Let me tell you something, if we decide to go to Canada, or we decide to go to Mexico, amen, praise the Lord, and we never been there, amen, praise the Lord, all we got to do is get the islands, amen, praise the Lord. We got to get the map, amen, praise the Lord, and praise the Lord, if we follow the road, amen, praise the Lord, they go to Canada, go to Mexico, we're going to get that because we follow the way, amen, praise the Lord. That's the same thing with the Word of God. The Bible show us how to get to heaven, amen, that Jesus Christ is the way, amen, praise the Lord. Yes, why? He's not just the way, but he is the door, amen, praise the Lord. When we get to heaven, he's going to open the door, and he's going to say, well done, my child. You was faithful over a few things, and I will make rule over many things, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what he wants for us to do, amen, praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord, that we know that we got to look for that. We got to look for, amen, every time, and every time the enemy come against us, amen, praise the Lord. We got to remind him where we're going, and we got to remind him where he's going, amen, praise the Lord. Let me tell you something, amen, we got to know. That's what, like I said, a lot of people have been serving God for years and years, and they still have a doubt where they're going. They say, well, maybe I go to heaven. Well, if that Lord's will, well, it is God's will. He is the Lord's will for us to go to heaven. It's not God's will for any to perish, but for all to have eternal life, amen, praise the Lord. He wants, amen, praise the Lord, is to have eternal life, amen, praise the Lord. We go right here to Hebrews. Amen, praise the Lord. We're going to go to this scripture right here. Amen, praise the Lord. It's talking about who Jesus Christ is. Amen, praise the Lord. In Hebrews 10, amen, praise the Lord. And it's very weird right here. My Bible's coming apart a little bit. Amen, praise the Lord. But in Hebrews 10 and 19, amen, praise the Lord. Hebrews 10 and 19, he said, heaven, therefore, brethren, boldness to enter unto the holiest by the blood of Jesus Christ, by a new way and living way, which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. Amen. He made the way, George. He made the way for us. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's up to us. Is what the Bible says in St. John chapter 3:16. For God so loved the world that he that he sent his only begotten son, for whosoever will, amen, praise the Lord, come and amen, praise the Lord, and accept him. So therefore, he made a way. Whosoever will, it doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter what nationality, it doesn't matter what color, anything. God doesn't respect the colors, God doesn't respect nationalities, amen, praise the Lord. God is not a political leader, amen, he's a spiritual leader, amen, praise the Lord. He loves everybody. I don't care how white you are. I don't care how black you are. I don't care how brown you are. I don't care how yellow you are. He doesn't matter the color, amen, praise the Lord, the race, the group. God loves everybody the same, amen, yes, praise the Lord. And he made the way, amen, praise the Lord, for each and every one of us, amen, praise the Lord, that whosoever will, amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, it's not that maybe. You know, a lot of people say, well, if God wants me to go to heaven, I will go to heaven. No, God, it's God's way for us to go to heaven. That's why he comes. That's why he's saying his only begotten son. So whosoever will, let me praise the Lord, and accept Jesus Christ as the personal Savior, let me praise the Lord, and go to heaven. God has made it so easy for us. All we got to do is surrender to God. All we got to do is seek God with all our heart, all our strength, with all our mind, and with everything that's within us, amen, praise the Lord, and to serve God, to seek God, what he's able, praise the Lord, to be found, amen, praise the Lord. You know, one day, amen, praise the Lord, a lot of people is running from God. I know God is knocking on a lot of doors right now, but one day, amen, praise the Lord, the coin is going to be changed, amen. Then people is going, a lot of people is going knocking on God's door, and he's going to say, no, depart from me. You work for seven iniquity. I had never knew you, amen, praise the Lord. Right now, amen. It's the time to see God, because he made the way, amen, praise the Lord. He made the way, amen, praise the Lord, for repentance. He made the way for people to come out of this pen. Come on, and quit sinning, amen, praise the Lord. Quit sinning, amen, praise the Lord, and come on to Jesus Christ, amen, praise the Lord, because he is the way. He doesn't matter what people say. He doesn't matter what people think. He doesn't matter. But we got to believe on the word of God. There's so many people got the Bible in their home, and they do not believe on the Bible. And now it's a lot of people. What, if you don't believe on the Bible, why do you have the Bible in your house? Amen, praise the Lord. And we got to believe, because the Bible is the word of God. It's the love letter he left for us. It's the love letter he sent to us, and that's to tell us, amen, praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord. It's like somebody died. Amen, praise the Lord. And they write a will. To the family and say, this is for that person, this is for my daughter, this is for my son, this is for my brother, and forever. See, Jesus Christ, when he died, he left the will written for us, and then praise the Lord. He said, whosoever will, he said, I want to prepare a place for you. And forever, and when I build a place, I will come and take you to myself, and then praise the Lord. So therefore, he's already working on the mansion. He's already working on the place for us. Amen. Let me tell you something. The way the things are running on this world, the way the people are rejecting God, the way the people refusing the freedom of God, amen, the way the people rejecting the love of God, amen, praise the Lord, amen, praise the Lord. So many babies are dying from it. There's so many babies. One day, the blood of the baby is going to cry unto God, and God's going to look down, and he's going to tell Jesus, son, go keep my children, amen, praise the Lord. Because, amen, praise the Lord, we live it on the last day. If we know the Bible, amen, praise the Lord, every prophecy that's been fulfilled, amen, praise the Lord, every prophecy in the Bible is fulfilled every day, every morning, and more and more, amen, praise the Lord. And let me tell you something, one of the last prophecies, amen, praise the Lord, the Father talking to us, is in the last days, meaning we're walks covered. And that's what we see today. Oh, a lot of people say, oh, in the last days, God's going to send a revival. And the last day, praise the Lord, where is the revival? People are falling away, George, and people are falling away, amen, praise the Lord, and following, amen, praise the Lord, false preachers, false teachers, amen, praise the Lord. They preaching prosperity, amen. They don't care nothing but the blood of Jesus, amen. As long as they millionaires, as long as they give money, amen, praise the Lord, that's what they care about. Let me tell you something. One day, we praise the Lord, money ain't going to be nothing. Amen, praise the Lord. We don't have to have money to go to heaven, amen, praise the Lord. All we have to have is the grace of God. We got to have the love of God.
Amen,
amen, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But we will read in Hebrews 10:21, in heaven and a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. You know what the water is? The water is the Spirit of God, amen, praise the Lord. So be washed. Our bodies be washed with pure water. Pure, praise the Lord, the Spirit of God, amen, praise the Lord. When Jesus Christ comes in our hearts, when we open our hearts, the Lord has come in, amen, praise the Lord. He will go in there and clean that old stony heart. He get rid of all the stony heart, and he's going to put a heart of flesh, amen, praise the Lord, and he'll change our ways, amen, praise the Lord. And he teach you how to speak, he teach you how to walk, He teaches us how to dress. He teaches us how to do things. Amen. Praise the Lord. And because, like the Bible says, amen. Praise the Lord. In Corinthians 5:17, the old things are passed away. Behold, all things come new. Amen. Praise the Lord. We come to be a new creature. Amen. Praise the Lord. We come. We might have the same flesh. We might wear the same clothes. But, amen. Praise the Lord. We don't talk like we used to talk. We don't go the places that we used to go. We don't act like that we used to act. We don't dress like we used to act and dress. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because things have been changed. Amen. Praise the Lord. God has made difference in our life. If the cross, Jesus Christ has not been made difference in people's life, there's something wrong. They need to go back to the altar. They need to go back to the cross. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then Jesus said, Lord, forgive me. Cleanse me for all my unrighteousness. Amen. Praise the Lord. Cleanse me. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, this thing that people go around the world, to go around, and every time they commit a sin, every time they fall onto sin, they say, well, I'm not perfect. Let me tell you something. Jesus said, and be you there perfect, you heavenly Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that thing is going to work when the people get to heaven. When people get to heaven and they say, well, God, I wasn't perfect. God said, why? Because I was in you and you should be perfect. You should work on the perfection. Amen. Praise the Lord. We got the, amen. Praise the Lord. A lot of people don't understand what perfection in God is. Amen. Praise the Lord. Every time that we make a mistake, we give back in our knees and say, God, forgive me. God, forgive me. Amen. Praise the Lord. The thing about it is we got to get out of the hole. Amen. Praise the Lord. A lot of people digging the hole deeper and deeper. We got to get out and fix the hole so we don't go back in the same hole again. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, people can sin and sin and daily and say, God, forgive me. God, forgive me. Let me tell you something. God don't want you to forgive you for that. He wants to deliver from the situation. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God will deliver us. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he wants to deliver. God is no use to forgiving God, but he's a delivering God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We don't need to be in the same situation daily. God can deliver us for anything. God can deliver us from drugs. God can deliver us from alcohol. God can deliver us from cigarettes. God can deliver us for adultery. God can deliver us from fornication. God can deliver anything, anything, gossip or anything. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, amen. Praise the Lord. God is able to deliver us. Amen. Praise the Lord. And God is wanting his people to be free. Amen. Praise the Lord. And free. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because when he's come, he come. The Bible says, amen. Praise the Lord. And St. John chapter 14, I believe 35, who the Son said, free is free indeed. Amen. Praise the Lord. We can be free in God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we don't have to be live in bondage. We don't have to be like we used to be. Amen. Praise the Lord. All things are changed. Amen. Praise the Lord. A lot of people say, well, I can serve God because my friends. Let me tell you something. I used to have a lot of friends. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, I still was their friend. Amen. Praise the Lord. But when I got saved, I didn't get rid of my friends. My friends got get rid of me because I want for them to have what I had. Amen. Praise the Lord. And they refused to be around me. Amen. Praise the Lord. But let me tell you this. So they walk away from me. But I thank God that I found a friend that stick closer than a brother. I found a friend that he stay with me. He will never leave me. He will never forsake me. He go with me even until the end. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then, hallelujah, then Jesus Christ is still right there with us. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we go right here in John chapter 1. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we go in St. John chapter 1:14. Amen. Praise the Lord. St. John chapter 1:14 says, and the world was made a place and dwelt among us. And we behold his glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And John were witness of him, and Christ saying, this was he of whom I spake. He that come unto me is preferred before me, for he was before me, and of his fullness have all we received in grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, the grace and truth come by Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. It is by Jesus. Amen. It is by Jesus. There's no by no other name. It's not by Pope. No, it's not by the Pope of Rome. It's not that for the high priest. It's not for the big well evangelist. It's not but for the well-known missionary. So that's by the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. That he made us by the blood of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. When Jesus Christ was on the cross, amen. Praise the Lord. And he gave the ghost. Amen. The Bible says, and the book of Matthew chapter 27, and then praise the Lord, the veil of the temple was tearing from the top to the bottom, and then praise the Lord, amen. And so God made, as when God made a way for us to go onto the holies of holies. Let me praise the Lord. We don't have to have a man priest to go into the holies of holies, because Jesus Christ is our heart priest. Let me praise the Lord. We can come unto him. Let me praise the Lord. Day and night, anytime that we want to. Let me praise the Lord. And we go to him. Let me praise the Lord. A lot of people say, well, God don't hear my prayers. God will hear your prayers if you come to him a broken heart, contrary spirit. God will hear your prayers. All he wants you to do is come unto him and be sincere and call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Everything, we're going to receive everything, and everything that we receive is by the name of Jesus. We can pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. And whatever we pray to the Father in the name of Jesus, God is going to bless us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because there's no other name. There's no other name in this world. There's no other name in the next world to come. There's no other name. Amen. Praise the Lord. The man must be saved. But by the name of Jesus Christ, amen, praise the Lord. He is the name, amen. There's why so many religious people, no one mentioned the name of Jesus, because the name of Jesus had power. Amen, praise the Lord. The Bible says when the devil hears the name of Jesus, he trembles, amen, praise the Lord, because he's been defeated. He's been defeated by the name of Jesus, amen, praise the Lord. And he'll tremble when he hears the name, amen, praise the Lord. And that's every time, amen, a lot of people trying to cast demons out in the name of God. On the next time, but let me tell you something. They will, but when they hear the name of Jesus, they will have to come out. Amen, praise the Lord. Because Jesus Christ gave us his name. His name, amen, praise the Lord. We can go to the Father and his name, and wherever we are to the Father and his name, he will do for us. Amen, praise the Lord. And that's what God wants, praise the Lord, for his people. Amen, praise the Lord, to be obedient unto him and call us. Count the name of Jesus. Count in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because that is the name. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's the name. There's no other name. He is the name of every name. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the King of Kings. He is the beginning. He is the end. He is the Alpha and Omega. Amen. Praise the Lord. He is God Jehovah. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's God a provider. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he's a high tower. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. He's everything that you need. Amen. He's our counselor. He's our deliverer. Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He's anything that you want. Praise the Lord. So we just thank God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I just thank God. Praise the Lord for the opportunity we enjoy. Sometimes we forget, amen, praise the Lord, and keep going, but as praise the Lord, God is good, amen, praise the Lord. We just want to let people know, amen, praise the Lord, come unto Jesus, come unto him, because there's no other name, there's no other way, amen, praise the Lord. There's no other solution but Jesus Christ, amen, praise the Lord. He's the one can fix anything. He'll fix anything if you let him have it. Amen, praise the Lord. He's better than Gorilla Glue. Amen, praise the Lord. He'll fix anything. Amen, praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord. So we just thank God. Amen, praise the Lord, for the blessings of God. And we just thank God. And I pray that we're able to have somebody. Amen, praise the Lord. We pray somebody will say, well, I'm going to turn it over to Jesus. I'm going to try that Jesus. I'm going to try. Let me tell you something. That's the same thing that I told the preacher, that he prayed for me that night. Amen, praise the Lord. And I said, and he asked me, so you want to accept Jesus Christ, your personal Savior? I said, well, I said, boy, I try everything else. I try. If he don't work, if they don't work, I don't have to fight the church no more. But let me tell you something. He works, and he is good, amen. It's like David said in Psalms, I says of the Lord, and he is good, amen, praise the Lord. The Lord is good and merciful, amen, praise the Lord. And we are nothing without him. I don't care how much money the people has got. I don't care how famous the people are. But without God, they are nothing. They are nothing, amen, praise the Lord. We just thank God, praise the Lord. And once again, thank God for the opportunity. And we just turn over to you, Sister Betty. And God bless you.
Thank you, Brother Willie, for being on here with us. This is Timothy. I'm taking over from Mom just now. She's I'm going to sing a song, and then we'll come back and we'll let somebody else speak. So wait just a minute.
Getting over here
because I'm in the same plan. God can see David's dream.
Okay.
My sister went a couple of days ago and had a knot come up on her head, and they cut it out. They said it was cancer, and they had to go back in, supposed to today, and cut the margins out around it, make sure they got it all. So I asked everybody to be praying for her. Her name's Edna. And just pray that all of it's gone and she'll be all right. Remember my mother, she's got AFib in her heart. Where the top part of it is such and flutters and don't beat all the time. So everybody remember her. She's 92. She needs prayer. And remember me. I want to go all the way and wherever the way leads me. I want to go for Jesus. I pray for strength to do what his will is in my life. And remember all my family. Some of them is in trouble with law. You know, it's my niece's boy. He needs a lot of prayer. God maybe have mercy on him. He don't get a lot of time. He done some stuff wrong. And remember his mother. Her name's Amy. And she's all tore up over it as anybody would be. And needs a lot of prayer. Just lift her up to God. And remember my lost children. I want them to see Jesus just like me. That's it.
Praise the Lord.
I'm going to turn it back over to Mom now.
Y'all just remember me. I'm not feeling too great tonight. Brother Willie, you have any prayer requests?
Well, you know, I was thinking about just get together right now. You know, I feel like if something's wrong with you, let's go ahead and pray for you. Well, Mom, if it were you, let's go ahead and pray for Sister Betty. Everybody listen. I pray, let's pray for Sister Betty. Let's pray right now.
Yes, Lord, Heavenly Father, Lord, in the name of
Jesus. Father, right now,
you know right now, Lord, that's not the good, it's not the next thing. Lord, we don't pray with you, Lord, Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come against the power of Satan, Lord, we come against the sickness, Lord, we come against, Lord, the power of the enemy, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and we command this, Lord, command this sickness, Lord, we command, Lord, hallelujah, Lord, for the peace to live for body, in the name of Jesus, Lord, because it's not the good, it's not the next thing, Lord, for you. You have nothing
for me. We can't
in the name of Jesus, Lord, you say the word. Hallelujah.
And the name of Jesus, Lord, you say
Lord, come again, Lord, because there's nothing to be, nothing
alone
in the name of Jesus.
God, I just mercy
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, our Lord, we praise you and thank you right now. Lord, by the blood.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the
Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Brother Willie, you have any prayer requests?
Yeah, like we have continued praying for all my family that needs the Lord and continue praying, like I said, continue praying just not for my family, but everybody, you know, in Mexico, and a lot of places. They're so bad over there, they're killing a lot of people and everything, and getting 15 a day, and continue pray for them Just continue to pray for Sister Linda. She's at the nursing home, and continue to pray for this brother. His name is Brother Arthur, and he's shut in at home, and I've not been able to get hold of him for a couple of days. And just because he was supposed to go to the hospital, but he was supposed to do surgeries in one time, you know, one day. So continue to pray for him. God knows everything, and continue to pray for Junior, my brother-in-law, and I think he was supposed to go home today, and he's doing bad, but he's still weak. So continue to pray, pray for him, and just pray for all my family, pray for the church, and praise the Lord, and continue to pray for Sister Betty Wilson, and her son, and praise the Lord, and.
Yes,
continue pray for all the churches. You know, there's a lot of churches that's just making it, you know, it's with two, three people, you know, and let's continue pray. We know the Bible says for two, three gather together in His name, He will be in the midst, and it is true. But you know, sometimes it takes some people to keep the church financially going. Amen. Praise the Lord. Continue pray for the like so many small churches. They just making it month by month. You pray for them and pray for the lost and backsliders, the people in the nursing homes and jails. Pray for all the kids that don't have no parents, the fatherless, they've been abused and everything. Because you know, really, no matter where they are, nobody can take care of them like the mom and daddy. But you know, some of the mom and daddy take care of them. So just pray for them. You know. And I know there's a lot of kids right now like that, so they need a lot of prayer. You know, I don't mention the names, but God knows everything about it. Just continue to pray for them. Amen. Amen.
We have many needs here. We need to be praying for. We know so many families this week that have lost their loved ones over at Hickory Grove. They've had two deaths over there, so remember them. Brother Ed's brother-in-law passed away, and then the Watson family, they had a sister-in-law to die, so remember that family. Remember the McLemore family. We've had two deaths in our church, and remember the Queen family. The Webb families had a death this week. So remember them. Remember the Yearwood family. They had a death. So just lift up all these ones. Brother Bobby Pettit passed away. So remember his family.
Yes.
And Christine asked everybody to pray for her children that are not saved. Donnie, Jackie, Benny, James, and John. And then Sister Bowman asked everybody to pray for her children, and her children's names are Randy, Jeff, Teresa, Renee, and she said remember all of her grandchildren and great-grandchildren also. And pray for all of our kids that need to be saved, all of our family. We have many that need to be saved. And just pray for Roy Rogers. He needs healing in his body. And I have a situation that I need God to move on for me. And how's Sister Lily's brother that was in the hospital, Brother Willie?
He was fixing to go home today.
Okay, well, praise the Lord for that.
Yeah,
amen.
They're going to send him home, but he said he don't feel no better today than he did when he went to the hospital, so just continue praying for the situation. And this another man, he used to be my neighbor. This other man used to be my neighbor, and he's been in ICU with a heart attack for about 2 weeks, I guess, 3 weeks. Well, he's been in the hospital in and out since January, so. And this time he's been already there, I think this week, 3 weeks. So just continue praying for him. I don't think he's safe. And but, you know, the main thing is pray for his salvation.
Yes.
I can remember his name. God knows who he is.
Yes. Let's remember Marianne Thomas. And she's been in the hospital 14 days this time. She's been in the hospital for about 2 months, probably altogether. And she's got a lot of things coming against her, and she's needing God's healing touch. She's a good Christian woman. And remember her remember her son-in-law?
Yes.
He's got leukemia. Hold on just a minute.
Bless you, Lord.
I had to get me a little bit of something to drink. Tammy, she's the one that's having to take care of all of them, and it's a stress on her because she's not doing very well in her body also. So remember her mother-in-law also that's all stoved up from a fall, and just pray that God will touch all of them and heal them and where they can get back in church and everything. So let's remember Sharon, she has a loved one that needs a miracle in their body. Baby Jackson is running a fever and needs prayer. Jack Stiles is needing a defibrillator. Said his heart was only working about 20%. And he's already got a pacemaker, I think. But just remember him and his wife. pray for Gail Hell. She said her sister needs prayer also. Nana Griffith says to pray for her, for Matt. His heart rate was in the 30s. He's needing God's touch. Pray for our pastor, Brother Don, and his sister Nellie and his sister Irene. They've been in the hospital and been pretty bad off. So remember both of them. Remember Mitchell, that God will give him the job that he wants him to have to where he can be back in church on the church night. And pray for Brother Ron down there in Cleveland at his church. Pray that God will bless and move and bring people into the church to help them out. And just pray for all the sinners that they'll have a desire to want to go to church and get saved. And pray for Mary and George and Tanya and their family. They all need miracles in their body. Delia needs healing in her body. Dustin has diabetes and other problems and has problems in his legs, so he's needing God to move for him. And Dusty, the one that was saved on here about 3 months ago, he's in the hospital, and they're doing a spinal tap on him and also some kind of bone marrow test. And he's in pretty bad shape. He's been like this ever since he got saved. So the devil's really fighting him. So just pray for him that God will touch him and heal him and bring him on out. Gwen Poole needs healing in her lower back. Crystal Macon has run the fever and upset stomach, so remember her. Doris Finley says to pray for all of her lost loved ones and to pray for her great-granddaughter that is 1 month old, and they done surgery on the baby because it couldn't eat. And just continue to pray that the baby will heal after they've done the surgery on her. And pray for the baby's parents, too. And remember Marilyn Smith. She has some unspoken prayer requests that she said is urgent. She needs God to move on. Little Kaisley needs a miracle in her body. Barb said to remember her friend who had surgery today. And Barbara Dockery, she's needing a miracle in her body. She has bone cancer. Todd Davis just had surgery, getting ready for another surgery in a couple weeks, and getting ready for back surgery now. I think he had a surgery on his neck last week, so remember him. He's still in pretty bad shape. Nancy Hass needs healing. Remember Frankie Jane Yearwood. She needs healing in her body, and she lost a loved one, so remember that family. Remember Liz Yearwood, she needs healing in her body. Gary has cancer and needs a miracle. Remember Randy Kincannon, he's got cancer and needs a miracle. And Betty and Gary Wilson need our prayers, and Linda Parker needs prayer. Remember Tina Hazel Baker, she's needing healing in her body. Josie Livingston is back home from the hospital. She still needs prayer. Sam Brennan needs prayer. And let's pray for all the Facebook listeners out there that God will meet their needs, all the people with still have COVID, and all the ones that are in the hospital and nursing homes and in the jails, and pray for this country. Let's pray for Tim. He's got a funeral to do on Saturday, and there's going to be many there that ain't saved. Let's pray that something that he says or sings will prick their hearts, and something that the preacher says will get a hold of them, and that they'll get right with God. And just pray for all these families that have lost their loved ones. I know that they're very heartbroken, so just remember them. Remember Brother James. He's still needing healing in his wrist and fingers. They're still numb. And remember Willa Dean. She needs healing and strength in her body. Edna needs healing in her body. She needs a miracle, so just continue to pray for her. John David needs salvation, so remember him. And remember Ann Hodges, she said that she's needing prayer. And let's remember Gladys and Tim and all their family that need to be saved. And we're just going to go to the Lord in prayer and take these to God. We got about 2 minutes, so we're going to be praying for all the ones on the Facebook and Blog Talk Radio also. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. God bless. Good night.